This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The race for United States Senator continues in Louisiana. Republican State Treasurer John Kennedy faces off against Public Service Commissioner Foster Campbell, a Democrat. At a press conference Wednesday, Campbell says the differences between he and his opponent couldn't be more clear.
If you think that businesses need more breaks, you need to be for Mr. Kennedy. If you think that businesses have more breaks than they need, they pay less taxes than they probably need, and the middle class needs a more of a break, yeah, you want to vote for me.
But with Republican Donald Trump elected president and both chambers of Congress handed Republican majorities, is there a path forward for a Democrat?
We're going to win this race by working hard and contrasting me between John Kennedy.
One of those contrasts will focus on whether or not to raise the minimum wage, which Campbell believes should increase.
If Mr. Kennedy is elected to the United States Senate, he will retire from the state of Louisiana with a check of $120,000 a year for his life. If you add the $175,000 that he'd make as a United States Senator, on top of that's $295,000, and he's not going to give someone in Darlene, Louisiana, or Clutchyville, Louisiana, that's making $7 an hour, he can't see his way to let them raise the minimum wage to $10. I think that's sickening.
However, the numbers for Campbell suggest an uphill battle. 60% of all votes cast in the Senate race went to Republican candidates. 36% went to Democrats. That mirrors the way Louisiana voted for president, with 58% going to Trump and 38% voting for Clinton. The runoff will be held December 10th. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.